I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. The current farm bill has expired, and an issue that goes beyond the farm is getting in the way of passing a new one. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach talked to former U.S. Ag Secretary Clayton Yeider about the perils of politics when it comes to farm policy.
Eustis, Nebraska native Clayton Yeider was Agriculture Secretary under President George H.W. Bush and the U.S. Trade Representative under Ronald Reagan, and he's still hanging around Washington as an advisor with the Hogan Lovells Law Firm. Having spent decades in the Beltway, Yeider says it's no surprise that the farm bill has not yet passed.
With everything else that Congress was trying to get done in a political election year, I became persuaded early on that the odds were slim that the farm bill would pass before the election.
One suggestion has been to make the farm bill smaller to deal with, to take out the food stamps provisions, which have been so politically controversial this time around, and deal with the farm policy parts of it separately.
That has been under at least some consideration for a good many years. But it's still not likely to happen. There has always been a coalition of the folks who are interested in nutrition, meaning the food programs, and the folks who are interested in farm legislation. And the view for many, many years has been that in the absence of such a coalition, farm legislation would be doomed. The other factor, however, which might be even more relevant in this regard, is that Health and Human Services reports in for its oversight scrutiny to Congress to a different set of committees than does USDA. These committees protect their base of operations very carefully and ferociously. And so certainly the agriculture committees would prefer not to give up these food programs because there's a lot of money involved and a lot of political involvement and leverage involved there.
Even though this time around that's the food stamps programs have been something of a roadblock, you feel that they're most likely going to stay put?
Yes, they are. And we'll have a farm bill, too. I'm not sure it will emerge during the lame duck session just after the election because the Congress is going to have a lot to try to accomplish during that very short session between the election and Christmas. As a consequence of that, it is possible that the farm bill debate will spill into the coming year, but I still believe that there is a high probability that we'll see a farm bill before spring planting season.
Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach talked to former U.S. Ag Secretary Clayton Yeider from his office in Washington. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.